And Ronan Kelly is back to tell us what it says on Thursday's papers.
Thanks, Sonia. Doing an Enoch, that's a phrase coined by Miriam Lord in the Irish Times to describe someone who's been removed from their job but keeps turning up. She's speculating that at today's meeting of the Public Accounts Committee, the former chair, Sinn Féin's Brian Stanley, might do an Enoch and turn up with a satchel over his shoulder and stand beside Catherine Murphy's seat, insisting that he be allowed to take his place. But the Sinn Féin saga is not to be considered a factor in calling an election, according to Taoiseach Simon Harris, quoted on the front page of the Irish Examiner. However, reading today's papers, the political coverage is running a slight temperature in advance of election fever. The Irish Independent says the Taoiseach has cancelled a trip to Poland. The paper says he's done this abruptly, which is a sure sign there's about to be an election. While the Irish Times says that in an interview with them, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has signalled the election will take place in the coming weeks. He said that if the finance bill and the mental health bill were passed, he could see an election before Christmas. Not everyone is happy about that. In the Irish Sun, the children's ombudsman Niall Muldoon says there are signs that the situation for children with scoliosis will be tackled by the government, and he's worried that all the election talk will distract from that. The death of One Direction star Liam Payne happened too late for most papers, but it's covered by The Star, Mirror and Mail. The Irish Daily Mirror headline, 1D star Liam dead at 31. Horror as singer falls from third floor balcony in Argentina. The Irish Daily Star headline, ex-boy band singer in Argentina to visit pal Niall Horan. The Mail said that yesterday Liam Payne was seen as smashing his laptop and had to be carried back to his room. All of the papers report on the possible death of 8-year-old Kyron Dernan from Drogheda. The Mail says that Kyron may have died months before being reported missing in August, which they say begs the question, how could an 8-year-old disappear for so long? The paper quotes a local TD in Drogheda asking anyone who's concealing information about the child to examine their conscience and do the right thing. In other stories, the Irish Times reports that there's a High Court challenge to plans to close off a road in Dublin to all traffic other than buses, taxis and cyclists. The challenge has been taken by the owners of an unstaffed petrol station on the road who say their business will be wiped out. The Irish Sun tells us that the EU is looking at the possibility of having your passport on your phone. And Nicola Coughlan from Derry Girls and Bridgerton is now being featured on the cover of Time magazine. It's part of a series on what the magazine calls Next Generation Leaders, and that's in the Mail. Two animal stories in the Irish Times this morning. The paper reports that Gardaí are stocking up on special pepper spray which will incapacitate dogs. This is in response to the increase in canine attacks. And just beside that story in the Times, an article about a group of schoolchildren in Waterford who've tagged and tracked Brent geese as they flew from Ireland to the Canadian Arctic. It's part of an upcoming RTE TV documentary. The paper says the young scientists' work took a twist, though, when one of their geese was shot and eaten by an Inuit hunter. The hunter explained that it's cheaper for him to shoot passing geese than rely solely on imported food. The Times has a happy photo of the hunter smiling, holding up two of the tags from the children's goose.
Ronan Kelly, thank you.